that she will not have the period for maybe 60 days and again, you know. So that's when she completely stops having the period, then it's determined that she has attained menopause. So, skeino somoch lizikno, that in addition, 90 days had passed by and she didn't have any menstrual flow, so it's dayoshait. So we assume she has already attained menopause. Skeino sho overall sholishinis, but then she's old. She's psychologically old. And 90 days she didn't have a period, and on the 95th day she had a period. So then it's Daisha. Veid of Wallow, Shawin Shane is Firoasa. And then, suppose again 90 days passed by and she didn't have the period, and she had. So it's Daisha. Still Daisha. Then a third time she has a cessation of menstruation for 90 days, and then she has again, so then it's already mitam mislas. So skin shavu shalashin is viroasa dayashaito. The eight of ola shalashin is viroasa dayashaito. The eight of ola shalashin is viroasa arei kichol anoshim umitayim umisleis umipkide mipkide. So when she had, she was established as a skeino, as a woman who is presumed to have attained menopause. But then she had ries at very distantly removed intervals. Let's say after 90 days removed one from the other, so then she establishes a vesset for 90 days. And so then, whether she establishes a vesset or not, that's told. I mean, there is anything more. If three times she had a period after a cessation of menstruation of 90 days, so then we say that she's shanoshim, she's not iskeno, she has not attained menopause, only she has the period at rare intervals, not at frequent intervals, like 30 days, like in accordance with the regular pattern of young women, but she's not iskeno. And he says, "V'loy shekivno elafilu pirso v'yisil." In other words, needless to mention that if she had a period, she had a period every 91st day, every 91st day, or every 90th day, every 92nd day, one remove from the other, so then. So then it is needless to mention that it's Daishaito. Ela filu pirso veisiro, even though there was no regular pattern. Sometimes a woman has a regular pattern. So they are removed from each other distantly, in other words. Every 90th day, every 91st day, every 92nd day, every 93rd day. But there is a regularity in that kind of frequency. There's a regularity. But sometimes there is no regular pattern. In other words, one time she saw the dawn on the 91st day, and another time she saw it on the 92nd day, another time she saw it on the 94th day, as of the previous. So then, she's dayoshait. So the more sikash, after pirso v'loim boy kivno, the loshna price is even if she was mechave to have the period every 90th day or every 91st. So is the Ishaito, I mean, not on needless to mention, I feel pierced off, the price he's saying that it's needless to mention, it goes without saying that in the case that v'loy mi boye shekivno elo afilu pichso v'yisio, so needless to mention that it was, she was mechavim to have it every 90th day and every 91st day, that is mitam misles. But even if there was no, she didn't, it was mechavim and it was not in a regular pattern, let's say one it was the 91st day and one the 92nd and one was 94th day, so I feel, or let's say one was 91st and one was the 90th and one was 88th day as of the previous year, so the logic is the other way. So adarabe Kivno Kovalo Vesta Vidayo Shait. So the Morris Kashi is a few pierce of loin boy Kivno. In other words, it's more likely to be Mitami Meisli Ace where Kivno, it's in regular pattern, than the case where it's not in a regular pattern. Adarabe, ki kivno kovle vesto vidayu shaito, because there is a machlekes between Rabdeis and the Rabbona as to whether Anisha wears a veset kavua. She sees dam every 30th day, and then she saw dam in every due day. Is so Rabdeis says dayu shaito, we pass on like Rabdeis. The Rabbona say not dayu shaito. So then it follows, according to Rav Deise, that in the case of Kivno, so she is less likely to be misan mislays. Here the Loshna Price is just the reverse. V'loi shekivno ela filupich soviyisiro. So needless to mention that by Kivno mitam mislays, but even so there is a portion mitam mislays, but even pirsavi say, oh, it's not such a double portion, it's still something. No, is that the way? In the case of pirsavi say also, she doesn't have a veset kavua, and on the other hand she was ruzukol yirei, so it is mitam mislays. But in the case of Kivno, according to Rabdeise, and we pass to Rabdeise, so she doesn't have to be mitam mislays, because why should we chesh? Maybe she had a slight discharge into the Sachitzen a day before. Why should she have a slight discharge the day before? After all, the day before was not her due date yet. So the logic works that way. After the pierce of the limbo, Kivno, the prize says, Adarabe. Ki kivno kovle vesto da yishaito according to Rabbeis, and we passed on Rabbeis. Fichi teime Rabboni, because this price represents the view of the Rabbon. And according to the Rabbonon, so if a woman has a veset kavua and then she has the period on a due date, so she's not mitam mislays. So she is mitam mislays. Fichi teime Rabboni. So then the Loshna Price should be Ifrem Boilei. Vilem Loi She Pirso V'Yisi. That not only when she's Pirso V'Yisi, also then according to everybody, she's Mitam Meisleis. But El Afilu Kivno, so there is someone who says, is that a Shaito? But the Price says like Rabba. So the Gemara has here two shakes. One Loshnis Enochname, it is to be written the other way. Loisha Pichsovisia. So then it goes without saying that is mitam veisleis. But even kivno, so then according to Rabdeise, is that a shaito? But we don't say like Rabdeise, we say like Rabban. There's a first thing. The boy say me horekoma, loy she kivno, el she pichso veisiro, not afke when she was mechave, let's say every 91st day, every 90th day. Elo she pichso, so in such a case we don't say mitam veisleis because we say the price says like a days. Elo she pierce be say also then she has no vest kavua, and the only the reason is why before it wasn't mitam veisleis is because she was a skena. But now she's not a skena. The boy is saying, "Orakom, lo yishekivno elo shepirso beyiseyo avol kivno kavol veser daishai to manor of deity." Now Rashi has a slight variation in the nusach, but it's the same thing. Now let's see the Rashi. Yishekivno shero aso shom yishriyeis shalachis halolu bitishayim. Of the intention they are hot every 90th day, every 91st day. La Philippich, so King Rishino Litishin, Ushleisho, King Rishino Litishin, Ushleisho, 93rd day. Ushnio, the second Rie was removed from the previous Rie, 92 days. Ushnio, Sitishim, Ushnaim, Ushlish, is Litishin, they are hot. Oisiro, King Rishino, Sadal Shein, Ushnio, Litsadik Beis, when she was not, because she's not becheskas mislek is dam anymore, she's not iskein anymore, not iskein anymore. Now Rashi mentions pirso v'yisiro as an example of not being today a vesed if she saw on the 90th from the previous year, on the 91st from the previous year, on the 92nd from the previous year. But Daftamar Dalet in the Gemara, we have machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Now we have two kinds of vesed. We have a vesed achidesh, which means that on a certain day in the month, she has a period. Let's say on the 5th of the month, 56th of the year, 57th of the year. So if she was hosiko three times on the same day in the month to have the period, so she has to anticipate that in the next month she'll also have the period on the same day of the month. Then there is a Vestaflog. Vestaflog means she sees dam on the 1st of April, and then she sees dam on the 20th of April, and then she'll see dam on the 10th of May. So it's not a question of a day in the month, but it's a question of a certain number of days removed one from the other. 20 days. That's a Vestaflog. So we have the Aflog Alta Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Suppose, now that Machlekes can be visualized in connection with the Vestachidesh and in connection with Vestaflog. If a woman will see Dam on the 5th of Iyar, on the 5th of Nisan, on the 6th of Iyar, and on the 7th of Sivan. So there is also a regular pattern. What is like an arithmetic progression? In the words of arithmetic progression, you have 5, 6, 7. So, it's in arithmetic progression in the days of the month. So Rav says that she was very best. If she had a dam on the 5th of Nisan, on the 6th of Iyar, on the 7th of Sivan, and a flog it, if she said that she saw dam on the 1st of April, on the 20th of April, and on the 20th of April, and on the 10th of May, of May, so it was 20 days removed. So then she's given a vessel, 20 days removed. But suppose first there is 20 days removed, then there is 21 days removed, then there is 22 days removed. Let's say she saw Dam on the 1st of April and on the 20th of April, and then she saw Dam on the 11th of May, so it's one day more in that flogging. And then she saw Dam on the 11th of May and the 21st of May and the second of June. In other words, Litzadikim, Litzadik Halifyeim, Litzadik Beisyeim. So in these cases where there is, that's called Kviyas Vesed Bidiluk, not exactly 20 days, but first there is a flogi 20 days, then a flogi 21 days, then a flogi 22 days. And Chiza Cholile, and then again, it will be a flogi 20 days, and then a flogi 21 days, and then of 22 days. So, here when the Gemara says, Loi mi boi kiv no abu kada rabbi, so the Gemara the kash, shiki. לא שכינו על הפרסו ואיסירו, אף על פרסו ולא עם מבו יקינו עד הרבה, כי קינו כל לא רסת הישה איתו, וכי תמרה בו נידי פליגה על ידי רבי זה. In other words, by קינו, so the price represents the view of the רבונון, so by קודס פסד, we don't say that ישה איתו, According to the second lashon, the price represents the view of place. Now let's see the Rashi. Harei, second line. Harei klan oshim tichidim shero azom kachol ishbomi means this lubdomi meloshin uveset vichitei metikloi mutsumafresh apresheino. So Rafil Pirin Rishin or Litish Mushlish no safety Mushnaim, Ushlishis, Litish in the Echod, Oisir of Rishinot Sarav Yain, Ushnil Am Tarivais, Ushlish the Saragimu, Afloch and Mitame, Maisleis, Lukam Porch, Mayafilu, of Arayohu, the Mitamo Maisleis, the Himshe Pirso Isir, Bameni Tire Verse. בנן תאיה, וסת אין כאן, סלגדורים אין כאן, אבל קיבנו איש כאן וסת די שייתו, איפה מבוא אליי, ולא איבי שפיר זו איסיר בובד המוכח חומר שתם מסלעיס, ראה לו, אפילו קיבנו דיקלמי מה איש כאן וסת די שייתו, אף לא אוכל מטעם מסלעיס, כי רבונן דפליג עלי רבי זה נראה שהדי, a slight variation in the girse, but it doesn't make any difference. It's not relevant. Here, how do we have the girse? We have the girse. The boy is in the comma. The law is a kid, no is pure so the isiro. I will keep no call the verse that I shite man of lazy. The boy is in the summon me can I feel. You see, here we have mentioned, written, a few. A few piece, so we should strike out a few, and we should read skinu shloshim rostai shaito feido shloshim rostai shaito feido shloshim rostai chanoshim umitam islayim kilo pkido. Lo ishe pirso is mitam meisleis. Elo afilu kidno. So then a contra deise. So she should be daishaito, but we say no, not like a deise. That is mitam meisleis. Drash. Ifen boyle likish pirso is simbo vadom rachom da meisleis. אפילו קיבל דיקונים, מה יש כאן כמשפסת, זה האישה איתו. אבל אוכל מטעם מישראל יזכרה, בואו נדפיל על דרב דייסה, ויבוא יסיים. סומם מכאן, אפילו. So, here we don't have now גרסים, ויבוא יסיים. סומם מכאן, אפילו. We don't have, we just say, הורקומה, ולא יש קיבל, לא יש פרסו בייסירו. So, according to our גרסה, אפילו it was not mentioned, but according to the girls, some mikan afilo, so it's mashma that afilo was mentioned in the text before. But the pshat is say, boys, some mikan afilo v'ram daisy, v'olkom loishkim the kidno, kovlo ves daishaitol ispirso biyseiro. Blazarin, call each other, Blazarin, is that any woman, young woman, if 3 days, 90 days pass by without her seeing dam, and then she has dam, so is that a shite? Tanya, only Rabbi Chachomi, my sebevi beachas, be it lo she if sick or sholoshene is, ubo my sebevi chachomi, be omulo die shite. So one woman with the sikh shalashinis and the hachomim passed in there that is dayashai. Omulei ain't shatrak rai. Mai shatrak igedam was nigatir zari. So why did he tell him? Why did he tell him? מייס ולבחת ביטלו שהפסיקו של שניס ובו מסלת לחכמים ויום הוא די ישייט אם דו שהוא זה רגלר וומן אמרו לי אין שזתך קראי סורבלה זאת פעי תפור פעמד סויזדים לדחכמים פסק מפלגת סו יסד תדרפון יסד נו יצנו ראי מייבי איתו שזתך סמלה דיומטיה with a litaris. Meistens trag ich da mal schnell was her sagt. Ich da mal Tare schaff ich la vide. Ich hoch rabon lef si Tare es lezi der Hashem. Ach, dann hab ich nicht, ich lege es mal hier jetzt. Die Rosa Pan, die Schöne, da ich halt so, Schnee, da ich halt so, שליש זרי ככל הנושים ביחוד עד גבי פסול הסדום עם מסטיס נתן במה אמרו דיין שייטו בגלוי שינו אבל בשנו מתן מסלעיס this is the first one קשה או שינו את קשה how is it here we say if a woman is yaldo and then she started to see them so only if she saw the days of the year אף אחד אבסולד מסימן ומונדאי שייטם בריאס השינו אבל בשני ומתם מסלעיס הנמילה ביגיאס מנליאס דידון ומוצאים בו ובכל זה מישחסקה so only over there so the all is made it that that even though she was misalekis down, but then she had a rie. So, that needed a rie is toy. But suppose she again is a rie, so that's tome. says Tommy. So we see that she's physical as being grey down, even with one ray, not three. Father, I told you, must listen to no more than shy to pray every shame. I will be shame to me slaves, Hannah will be as man of the earth. So when does the Mishnah say, Tamil Vama Mulin, the real shame of the shame to me slaves? That's only by Igiyas Manoliris. Igiyas Manol means she already is 12 years old and she bought the money. And so then if she says one Ria after she bought the money, so then we see that Yishaito. But with that Ria in which we see that Yishaito, so then she's Ruzika. And since she's Ruziko, so the next Rie, she's Mitam Meisleis. Rafa Dalgam Sulu must is Mitam Rom Dam Shait Merisheno, Aro Bishim Tam Meisleis, Hanu Mila Nigi Azmano Lireis, Giromeo Mitsuyim, Bo Ove Chodizim Nis Chaske, Aro Zu Shina Ruyo, Lireis, Sriresh, Tishazi Bechal Segmure, Ovi Treis Mine Ara Chazoke, Du machst dich nur ein paar Rabeyi, ich kann mich schon und ich kann mich an, dass ich mich stehe Ries, habe ich also okay, und wie schließe ich es mit Tame Meisleis. So, was ist die Idee ist, that when a woman was Becheskas Meslekes da, and then for Ries, she becomes Ursiko to see that. So, when ich mit Tame Meisleis, with the Ries in which she becomes Murzek on the following day. So Rashi says, no, she'll become Becheskas Rie Dam only the following day. But the first Rie, so we don't say that that she should become his race only after she's established as Murzek has been done. If after that, has she another, if she has another rear, so then it's mitam meisleis. The afal gam gam psalzom mastis mitam amom gam shaitem beri rishaino, avo bishnir mitam meisleis, haine mila bi igiyaz mano lireis, di dom mitzuin lei. Ubechod zimne ishaske, avo zu shaino ui lireis, lireis, tzrichin, shet ishazi vichal sosot imure, Uvi treis mine have a chazoke, so Rashi distinguishes between Nigia and Lireis Viro, so then she becomes Ruziko with one Rie and Loigia's manis. Uka bishtei Ries have a chazoke, uvi shlishis mitare meisleis, uva hi Rie di ischazik bo, uvi goz rabon and tumum afreya, keicha lifsuri masnis, אם שהגיע הזמן לראיס. איך הדיפסו לו? מסניס, די הגיע זמן לראיס. די מרזיק בכל ראיה. יום רבו נמתן. ורבו נמתן שייתו. בייסר ראיה. אף זוי סמוסגס בריאו שניו. תאי שייתו שתירס השליש. Kablesa ime a kol shov wa lo shalashenis. So is that yishait. Tanya om rablesa chachomim. Maise b'rilachat b'itlu. She yifsiko shalashenis. Ubo maise b'chachomim v'amu. Da yishait. So it's against Kablesa. Kablesa says. So, Omar and Rabbi Chachomim tried to prove his point because the Chachomim Achili can Rabbeza. Chachom say that the regular woman, if she had a cessation of menstruation for 90 days and then she had a rie, so it's not Ayeshaita. So Rav Blazer mentioned the story that Riwa Achas Bihitla, she was a regular woman, Ubo Meisel the Chachom, Momot Ayeshaita, Omulei, Inches of Takrai. There was a special circumstance that the Chachomim felt they have to be made. But generally, you are not made. Maish is a track. What kind of a special circumstance was there? Iked Amash Neva Tzeleshav. Because it was a year of famine. Iked Amre Tares Afish Lavido. The Choshish Rabbonon left the Tares. Because it involved many trumas. And if we would say mitamim isleis, we would have to sustain a loss in all these stars. Let's see the Rashi. No, there is another person. Tana Rabbonon, Maise was a Rebbe Kerblezer. So then he said we can rely on Shatrat. If he was machir like the Rabbonon, how can we rely on Shatrat? So in Mele we can rely on our blessing. But the question is, he did not want to be matter just like that. So even Bishazatrach, he shouldn't be matter. Bishazatrach, he always kept us. Elo, to itma, hilches, eloik, mavlik, ma. So memele, since it's negia, the rabbonon, and the itma, hilches, eloik, ma, klima, so it's neikli kule, like Chavleza. Umay lacha sheniska. Pam Rishaino Daya Shait, Shnio Daya Shait, Shlichi Sarik Holanoshim, Umitame Meisleis, Umitil Kid. If it is Aktane, Shloigi as one of the race, then she had once the period. The Ross of Pam Rishaino, so is Daya Shait. Then she had another period. Shnio is Daya Shait, Shlichi Sarik Holanoshim, Umitame Meisleis, Umitil Kid. So in other words, she was originally Aktane. That Loi Gias Manali Reis, but by having three Ries, she was Herzika herself as Bcheskazdam. But then after she was Herzika herself, she established herself as having as the status of a girl who already sees Dam, so she had a cessation of menstruation for 90 days. After she established herself, she had a cessation of menstruation for 90 days. So she was already established as Mistama Meisleis. So is overall Oshalashenis, Firoa, so is Daishaito. Is Daishaito. In other words, we can explain it simply on the basis, since original, in view of the fact that she's a Tam. So she was the Cheskas Sheinere. But what changed the status to a Reyadam? The fact that she had three Riyas. So mainly if after the three Riyas she again has a cessation of 90 days, so it's Chizeres Likadmus. Likadmus. Tan Rabbanon, Nechel Gizman Zivelas, Marishim Dai Shaito, Shnei Dai Shaito, Shlish Zari Klanoshim, Untamim Eisleis, Mpkidele Pkideh, Ovolav Shoshine is Ovolav Shoshine Sivaso is Dayan Shai. Now we have to consider it. So originally she was a ketana, who didn't see any da. Then three times she had three aliyas, so established herself as a real da. Some mele, mitama mislates. But then after she established herself as a real da, so again for 90 days she didn't see. So she again is not the cheskes real da. And then she 90 days she didn't, and then the 91st day she did, and then again 90 days she didn't, and let's say in the 91st she did, 91st and the 2nd and the 3rd, and then so it's again Dayashayt, even though after she established herself as a Rei Adam, so she had two Efsekim for 90 days and with two riyas, so it's still Dayashaita, but only when she has three efsekim of 90 days, and then she sees after the third efsek of 90 days, so then it's already mitam mislays. So, again, Tana Rabbanan, Tanei Kishle Gizman Liris Orasa Tam Vishin Dayashaita, Shniya Dayashaita, Shlish Zayichan Noshim, Umitam Mislays Pinuftide, if after that, she established she had three riyas, is overlo shol shenis viraso, is daishait, and but then again 90 days hefsek, and again a riyas, veida volo shol shenis viraso, da is still daishait, veida volo shol shenis viraso, then is kohanosh, after the third riyas, after the third hefsek of 90 days, so it's mitam, mitam is the kilokino. That's only by Tineikes, so far by Tineikes, Shroi Gez Malires. How about Tineikes? She Gez Malires, she Gez Malires means she's already 12 years old, or she Gez Malires, Pam Risheino is Dai Shaito, Shnio Mitam Misleis, Umipkido Ipkido. Oh, so there's a difference between a Tineikes that is less than 12 years old, Natik Dele, so even though she had Ries, so in order to establish herself as a Rei Adam, so she has to have three Ries. But if she's 12 years old, in order to be considered as Berei Cheskes Dam, all she has to have, how many Ries does she have to have in order to be Huzak as a Rei Adam? One Ries, only one Ries. ושי הגיע הזמן לראיס, פעם ראשינו די ישייתו, שניו מתאמים ישראליס, ומפקידו לפקידו. So, שניו is already מתאמים ישראליס. Overall, השולש איניס, but suppose, after she had a ria, let's say, the 12-year-old girl, so then, 90 days passed by, and didn't see, but then on the first and the second day she saw, so it's again Daishai. But here the Braise doesn't mention Oidovola or Shoreshenes, the Roas Daishai, and Oidovola Gimlenes, the Roas Mitamislais, the way the Braise mentions in connection with the Tenege Shaloi Giasmaldines. So apparently it's Mashma that there is a basic distinction between Tame. And then she started to see, and she became established as Becheskas Roi Adam. So then, if she had one hefsek of 90 days without that, and she had a riyah, so then she has to have three hefsechim of 90 days, and then sidam, so then is mitam misleis. And if neches she gias manol yireis, so then, and so she becomes ruzakol yireis with one rie. But if after that she's 90 days, she doesn't sidam, and after that she sees dam, and the first and the second, so then is daishaito. But if again it happens to have, she happens to have a hefsek of 90 days, and then a rie, so then it's already mitam misleis. Vis-a-vis, only after the third hefsek of gimelaynes is mitam misleis. Vis-a-vis, after the second hefsek of gimelaynes, so is mitam misleis. That's why the price at the end doesn't say again overall, it just says at the end overall finished implying, but suppose there'll be again overall, then it'll be mitam misleis, not like tenekish leigias maliris, only after the third hefsek. Now let's see, it's a very long question, very complicated. Okay, that's it. Tone Rabba. Tineikes shaleigias manolirets firoaso pam risheino daeshait shnia daeshait shlishi sarei kecholanosh viafo gav til gabe ipsuas nomin bimasnissen knan vame omru Dein Scheitum berühre ich ihn, aber bis nie mit einem Israels. So how is it that the Mishnah says that even though she was Dein Scheitum, but only the first three, but the second three, it's already mit einem Israels, and here she has to have three years in order to apply the deal mit einem Israels. So this, Rashi says, the difference between Loi Gears Manol Yeres, Gears Manol Yeres means less than 12 years old, he Gears Manol Yeres means she is already 12 years old. Hanim Lebi Gears Manol Yeres, the Mishnah deals with the 12-year-old girl, say, Lireis, Domin, Lireis, the Domin Mitzuyim, the Domin Mitzuyim, the Chodizim Nishaske, Aval Zuh, but this price deals with a ktane less than 12 years old. She ain't no really raised. Tzrichen, she tis chazim chazoke gmure, uvi trei zimne ave chazoke, do mas nisen rabbi, uchadi munen li kamon, hilkar bishtei ries, ave chazoke, uvi shlish mitam mislaez, uva hi rain dis chazim bol vigoz rabonon tumul mafreya. So Rashi mentions here a certain chidesh, in other words, that here, when we are dealing with a woman, which at the very outset is the Cheskas Mesolekes Dam, and then through years she becomes established the Cheskas Reda. The question is, with that specific Reda, through which she becomes established as Reda Dam, is in that Reda she becomes Reis of Aishait. So Rashi says, that Reda, through which she becomes established as Becheskas Reh Dam, so it's still Daishait. But the Reh following the Reh through which she became established as a Reh Dam, that is Mitam Mislech. So in the case of Tineikes Shaloi Gias Manoli Reis, she's already means a 12-year-old girl, but so far she's mislekes dam because she didn't have the period yet. Once she has the period once, so she's already becheskas reh dam. Now she's already becheskas reh dam, so let's say this year she's mitam misleis, so the halacha is that particular year that establishes her, that to have a status of Reh Dam, which so it's Daishat. But the next Reh, she mitam misleis, vis-a-vis, a teenager shaloi gias manali reis, so in order to become established as having a status of Reh Dam, she must have two Rehs. Why two Rehs? Because there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. how many times are a chazok. According to Rabbi, 2 times is a chazok. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so 3 times is a chazok. So mele, it follows from, so Rashi says that when the Braise says here, vis-a-vis, so originally she had a status of inreda. Now she for this she has to a status of reda. I'm repentant. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the chazok is 3 times, so she'll become established as a Reb Cheskes Riedam with Vireyes. So when will it be Mitamei Meis Leis with the 4th ring? But this Braise represents the view of Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, she establishes Chazoke with 2 Riyas. But with the 2nd Riyah, it's Nidaya Shaito, because that particular Riyah that gives her the status of Riyah Dam is Daya Shaito. There's a Chiddush. But when is Mitam Yisrael, is the Riyah after she established, she acquired the status of Riyah Dam. So according to Rebbe, the 2 times the chazoke, so she acquires the status of Rei Dam with the 2nd Rei. So Mele, when will be Mitam Misleye, is the 3rd Rei. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the chazoke is 3 times, so she would establish the status of Rei Dam with the 3rd Rei. So Mele, when will be Mitam Misleye, is the 4th Rei. But it's not such a double portion. But this is Rashi. So he says, But Why is Mitam Misleis the 2nd Riyah? Because that's the aloha. That Riyah for which she acquires the status of Riyah Dam, so is Daya Shaita. Uvishlish Mitam Misleis. Uvariyah di is Chazikbo, Luigozor Abonim Tumum Afreya. Keheche di Psuri Masnissin, di Igias Manu Liris, di Merzike Bechod Riyah, vi Omur Rabonim Daya Shaita be Is Riyah, Avzuis Amorzekes Beriyah Shnio, Daya Shaito Achetiras Ashlishis. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Tineke Shloi Gias Manu Lireis, and she saw once, Daya Shaito. 2nd time, Daya Shaito. 3rd time, still Daya Shaito. 4th time the 4th time would be Mitam Meisreis. So this Braise that says the 3rd time must accord with the view of Rebbe. Now, after she acquired the status of Rei Dam, she had a hefsek of Gimleinus. Ovu Aleo Sholoshenis La'asha Shehuzu Kofiraso. Is Dai Shaito? Why is Dai Shaito? Kirableza Ukino Likamon Doma Kolisho Sholoshenis Dai Shaito Kidiktona Seif Abbi Gias Mano Viraso Ovu Loshenis. So again, we have a Chiddush Rashi, and not all Rishonim agree with it. The Rashi says, now here the Braise says that in Eish she has 3 Riyas, and she had 3 Riyas, so she acquired the status of Rida. Then she was overall, she had a hefsek of 90 days without that, and she had a Riyah. So it's again Dayan Shaito. So why is the Gendai Shaito? Because that Braise agrees with the view of Chablesa that a regular woman too, if she's Raso, if she is has a hefsek of 90 days without Dam, and then she has Dam, so it's Dai Shaito. But the other Rishonim Achele can be saying, no, this Braise can go even at Kerkot, even with the other Tanoim. who say by a regular woman, if she had gimelainus, let's say Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi says a regular woman, if she had a half sack of 90 days without dam, and then she had a year's dam, so it's not Aishaita. But here is different because she is not a regular woman. She's a child. She's 10 years old. But she had 3 years. So she acquired the status of Daishaito. But if after acquiring the status of Riedam, so she had a hefsek of 90 days, then even Rabbi Yisi, who is chelik on Rabbi Lezer, in regard to other women, in regard to a regular woman, but in regard to this woman, he's made it that since originally she was mecheskes mislekesam, she's a child, but she had 3 years. So, but if after the 3 years she had a hefsek of 90 days, so then we say it's a raya that the whole thing was a test. There was a special reason as to why she had 3 years, but she still has not attained puberty. You see, Rashi Shita is that even if a child has 3 years, so then we say that's a conclusive proof that she attained puberty. But, and still the Braise says that if after she attained puberty, so she had a hefsek of 90 days and had a rie, so it's Daish Haito, so it must accord with the view of Rabbi Lezer that even a regular woman, a 20-year-old woman, or a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old woman, a regular woman, if 90 days she had a hefsek and then she has a rie, so it's Daish Haito. But the other Hashem Achilik HaRashi. And they say, no, this is according to everybody's view, because here she's not a regular woman, she's a child. But she acquired the status of her dam because she had 3 years. But if after the 3 years she had a hefsek of 90 days without dam, then the whole thing is bottled. And she's considered, she's reserved like Admuso, like the way she was original. But that's Rashi Shita. Da ich hatte gerade nur kam nur weil ich aber schon schön ist ich hatte gerade sehe aber wie es man aber was aber schon schön ist was da ich scheiter auch mir blazer wie ich da vor der schön ist was da ich scheiter die kamen bei big morgen die lovele schön ist nie so ich sehe in der hazoi ki schon noch im mai wie sie ist linte ist da wohl ich nicht dort im die boye le frische bi seife wie da wohl die meine so was mit haben mit israelis. Die Gloi Mil said an a half socket slaps the domain in the Shimu Veset, the Loisha Kivno, the Pirs of the Siro, the Damrino Lil, the Aval Gav, the Rebbe Ava Hazok, the betrays in the Hochadi Shimu Veset, the Lugi, laps the domain, Afalochal in Tamil, the Bishnio Mislais, the Hidden the Loi Gia, the Hidden the Loi Gia as Manaliris. Have a soccer shino, Mazikin, Mazikin, or Behazars like Admuso, shall ye don't meet swim boats, Riho, Shetis Hazliki Batrile, Upam Shino, Ushnio Dai Shaito, Ushlishis Mitam Mislais, Lukahia Smuchol Shoshenes, Kamoye Risheno, Viasmuchol Ishnio, Hiasnio Vishlishitam Mislais, Viavagavi of Sakoso Hazis is in Vesity, Veloisil Domin. What does Rashi say here? Here, Rashi was bothered by a certain kasha. We see here that the Braise says that if she was a teenager, Shaloi Gias Malviris, and she had 3 years of dam, so then she becomes established as the Cheskas Leda. And then, if after that she has a hefsek of 90 days, without dam, and then she has a rie, so is daishaito. Is daishaito. But the question is, but then after that she has another hefsek of gimleines, it's still daishaito. Why is it daishaito? Why is it still daishaito? That's all the Mishnah says. So here too, she already had 3 years and she established herself. And then she had a a hefsek of 90 days without dam, then she had a rias with Aishaito. But the second hefsek of 90 days, again the Aishaito. Why is the Aishaito? The Mishnah says, Bamevo Amurim Beri Rishena, Vishnir Mitam Islays. And here we say only by the after the third hefsek in Tam Islays. So he says, the reason is to why. This price says that after the second hefsek of 90 days, if she has a rie, so it's still daishaito, because since this price represents the view of Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, so twice is a chazoke, so mele, true, she established the status of a rie dam, but after that she had rias after a hefsek of 90 days twice yet. So mele, that means that she has a regularity. I mean that. So let's see the Rashi. So it's the Avon Gavu Rebbe Avon Chazok and Trezine the Yishoche the Shino Vessel the Lugay Lafsel the Domin Afel Hoche Lui Mitamilu Bishnim Islas the Chidin the Lui Giyaz Mane Lireis Have a Fsok Rishaino Mar Zekinu Lo Bechez Hazaras Le Kadmuso Shel Yiyo Yi Domin Mitzuyim Bo Utsrichin Shet Yishazik Vatrilo. The answer is, since originally she was a teenager, she still is a teenager. She's 10 years old, but she established herself. Becheskas, she read down. But then she had one hefsek of 90 days without dam. So that restored her to the original status of Miselekes dam. Now, and she had a rie after the first hefsek, so that rie she had after the first hefsek, that's the first rie. Then she had another hefsek, and without dam 90 days, and then on 91st day she had dam. That's the second rie. So that's the second rie. So he says, Utsricho. So he said, the chidin leigiyaz man liris hava afsok rishenu mazik b'chzorot kadmuso shel liyiyay idomi mitzuyim bo u'tzrichim shetizchazi ki batchilo u'par. So mele, since she was chzorot kadmuso, so she has to have three riyas to acquire a status of rei. She originally was mislekes dam. Then for three riyas she acquired the status of Reda, but then she had the hefsek of 90 days, so again Chazeres L'Kadmuso, she's Becheskas Mislekes Dam. So now, in order to acquire again the status of Reye, she must have new three Reyes. So mele, the Reye that she had after a hefsek of 90 days without Dam is the first Reye. Then the rie that she has after the second hefsek of 90 days is the second rie, but she is a teenager, she gives man liris, so mele she cannot be mitam mislays. But after the third hefsek of 90 days, then it will be the third rie, so she'll be becheskas rie dam, and she'll be mitam mislays. It's clear that asik batchil pam rishenu shnei day shaito ushlish mitam misrais hilu kachri asmuchol olishon lashenis kamoye hirishenu vasmuchol ishniyo yashniyo uvishlish mitam misrais vavod abdil afsok chazisei shinu vesiti viloi silugdomin. So viloi silugdomin, and even though she saw after such long intervals, after 90 days, that doesn't mean it's Mislekes Dam. It only means she has a very distant frequency in seeing Dam. Now, then, the other part of the Mishnah, the less the safer of the price, Or she gives man a lira is, Pam Rishenu Dai Shaito, Shneem Tam Mislekes, and Kidel Pkide. mir gehen mal nicht das Pamuschim, da ich heute, ich nehme das Misle ist, da ein Nitzel muss nicht mit Nambo, da mehr um, da ich heute, aber ich nehme das Misle ist, denn, after, sie, after, sie, it's overall, und sie gehen mal nicht das Pamuschim, da ich heute, and then, she had a hefzik of 90 days, for us, daishait. Overall, a blazer, domra, for yaldosh, overall, a sholashim is daishait. Oh, mama, overall, a sholashim is daishait, gabitineke, shrigas, man, liris, ras, a sholish bombing, vakach, of a sholashim, or daishait, hodok, hazi, benesma. Now, the gemora is the kashi. The teenage, it was a child of 10 years old. So she had 3 years. She had 3 years. So she established herself the Cheskes Rizda. Then she had the Hefzik of 90 days at the Odam. Then on 91st day, she saw that. So in that 3 years, that is Shaita. Now the question is, Hodok HaChazi Beinis, the Rizis Ktanis, you see. The Braise only discusses the case of the Ktanis of Yez Manuel Reis, and then she had 3 years, she established herself Becheskes Riyadam, and then she had one Hefzik, second Hefzik, third Hefzik. But the Braise doesn't say what happens if after the year that takes place after a cessation of menstruation for 90 days, she has another year, not so removed 90 days again, but 30 days. So what happens? Suppose, in other words, a 10-year-old girl, so she had 3 years. Then there were 90 days without dam, and 91st she had dam. She had dam. So it's daishaita. The question is, suppose she has another year, and the 90, and the 120th day. Not 90 days removed. So one year was on the 91st day. Then 101 day, 111 day, 121 day. So 30 days as of the year that took she had after it, a hefzik of 90 days. What with that year? Is it Daish Haita or is it without these days? Holoko Haji Beinus. My, Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav Pam Rishenu, Shmiyo Daish Haita, Shlishis Mitam Meisleh, Sumpkid Lepkidah. So, if she, let's say, she saw down, she had a hefzik of 90 days, and on 91st day she saw down. Then she had another year of an enoch tano, not an enoch dela of 90 days. And she had another year on the 121st day, and the 121st day, as of the year with which she established herself as Becheskes Riyadam. So then it's still Daishait. Then she had another year on the 151st day. 151st day as of the year that she established herself Becheskes Riyadam. So it's still Daishait. Omer Avgid, Omer Rav Pan, Rishenu, Shmiyo Daishaito, Shlish is Mitam Misleis, Mkidot Kide. Oh, let's hear it. Hodok Hazibenis Harizu Mai Daishaito and Mitam Mislays, Mia Minoniton Bas of the Gimlainis, Dafke Kotonov, Di Hazoilis Lifeno Mitam Mislays, Dafo Gavlegias Mano Kindios Korek, Koidem Afsakas Gimlain Rishinis Arikis Mano, Vichriv Sikov Rishinis, Viras Daishaito, by Rich Rablaza, Vichaz Yesulis Lifeno. Mitam Misleis, Kiholi Jeshovola Gimlainis, Din Daishaito, Lebrisheno, Avleche de Chosrovovru, Gimu, Eneshniais, Viroaso Daishaito, by Rich Rebleza. Let's see again, Russia. I mean, it's very complicated. Hodoko Hazi Benes Hariezu, Mai Daishaito, Oi Mitam Misleis, Miam Rin Hodikton Basro, Vedov Roller Gimlainis, Dafi Kotanov. In other words, a long game of 90 days again. So then it's daishaita. But if she had a smaller game, 30 days after the year that took place after the hefzik of 90 days. So then is mit Tam Israels. Die Chazie, mi am un heute ne Basra, die Jologi, wo ein ist, darf Gott oder noch? Die Chazie, die sie kennen mit Tam Israels, die Afro, gab die Leigi, als Mano, kippen die Hosego, Rehe, Koidem, Apsok, als die Moines Rischenes, Harei, die Leigi, als Mano, wie ich die Psyko, aber Rischenes, wie Roas, und da ihr Scheito, bei die Krebläser, וכי חז יסו לספינו מטעם המסלעיס, ככל איש אשר לא גמיינס, דנשייט לא גרישינו, אבל איכו דחוזרו ואו גמול שנייס, וירועה זאת אי שייט הבאירי את רב לעזר, ואף אגב לחזינים וכמה ירב לעזר על הבאו רישינו מיומד איתה שייטו בשנייס, עד יסחז את הקרב יקרב שם גם ליאל, ואף אגב דרי שרבי סייף יקרב שם גם ליאל, די קרבה קים דחזוי ביינס, אבן מדהים ולהגיע זמנו, כי חזוי באפסוקי נאמה, קים לטריזים דחזוי באפסוקי, איקלו עם מוסלם אפריע, די שינובזתו, ולא יסו לבדומימו, ובשניו מדהם ישראלייס, שאין זו צריך לסחזוי דומים, אוי דילמו, יחזוי לספינו נאמה, קולשקים די ישייתו, די מוכח מילס את האפסוקי רשינו, זו סילבדומימו איסו, ולא ישינובזת, וישלים אחוז לא יקדמו שהוא צריך לסחזק עוד אחר הפסוקת בשתי ריס ומתחילו והיידי נוקעת ועיד אופו ורוס את הישייתו ריבוס השמיון אף אגב לתריצים לחזוי בפסוקת לאמרים לא ימלו זה איש נווסתי ולא יצלו דום ותאי שני בני ישראלית אלא אפילו לרב את הישייתו תפסוק כמה ישראלים בחזר אז לקדמו שם מדני סו ולדם לגי זמן וצריך לסחזק בשתי ריס וגימו תתם בישראלית הנועס The Gemara is really asking pshat in the price. The price says, the Negev Shlo Yigiyas Manu Reis. And then she had three Reis. So she established herself as Rei, as Becheskas Rei. And then the price says, if after she established herself Becheskas Rei, so she had after 20 days, and after that she had a Reis, so it's Dayashat. Then after that she again had a after 20 days, and then had a Reis, again Dayashat. And then a third Hefzik 9 days, and then the Reyes and the Sistis. So what's the Pshat? Why do we say, so it can be explained in two ways. One way is of explaining it, that the reason is why after the first Hefzik, so it's Dayashaito, and after the second Hefzik, it's also Dayashaito, because since she is a Tzineki, she gives Manoli Reyes, but she had three Reyes, but since she had a hefsek of 90 days without them, so that we store the likad muso. So we have to forget the whole thing that she had 3 years, as if she didn't have 3 years. Some mele, when she has another hefsek of gimleines, so then she has to establish herself in a certain pattern. So in other words, so the rie that she had after the, when she had 90 days hefsek, so then that was mivatel, the cheskas reya. So she's chzeres lekadmuso. And if she's chzeres lekadmuso, so mele, the reya she had on the 91st day, that was the first reya. Then she had, on the 91st day, 92nd day, after this reya, so there's the second reya. And then when she, And then she had after the third hefsek of 9 days, so the third year, so she mitam mislays. But the pshat the price is based upon the fact that since she is a tnekish reyigias manoli reis, but she had 3 years. But if after the 3 years she had a hefsek of 90 days, she is a chazaras kadmus. Oh, if that is the pshat, so in the case where after the first hefsek of 90 days, she had a rie, and then she had this, a rie of an inoktano, 30 days later, so then we should say that is still Dayashaito, because after all, she is itnekish lo yigiyas manoli reis, and she had one rie after 90 days. So mele, if she had one rie after 90 days, so mele, so she cannot be established status of Cheskes Reya, of Cheskes Reya. But maybe there is another pshat in the pricing. Not because since she's a teenager, she's 10 years old, even though she has 3 years. But if she had a hefsek of 90 days, she's chizaros l'tan musa. She's not chizaros l'tan musa. If she had 3 years, then she becomes b'cheskes reya. But since she had a hefsek of 90, she had a hefsek of 90 days, and after that she had that, and then again she had a hefsek of 90 days, and after that she had that. So we are saying, well, she has a certain kind of a frequency, but she's never chizal ikad muso. She has a same, some melee, so she has to have so in other words, so the only reason is to why. Now let's see again. My dayishai, oy mitam misleis mi amun hodik tone basro. For the old nursing is dafu katanov. Di chazoy lisefei no mitam misleis dafu gavlegi esmano kibin de usuko reikei mafshepet gimun rishenis sarei kei esmano v'chiv siko rishenis firaso dayishai to bahir reikra blaze. So in other words, the second pshat in the price is that she's not chazeres lekan muso. So then you ask, so why do we say if after the 3 years she had a hefsek of 90 days and then had a riyah, so it's not a shaito? That's because Rav Elazar shita, like a regular woman, like a 20-year-old woman who had a hefsek of 90 days and then has a riyah, is not a shaito. Not because she is a child. So I believe sick of the shame was that I shite by rake of leather, which has yes, so we say they know is mitame maize lays. Some male chicholi shoshov or gimlainis, the indire shito, elaborishano. Avo heche. So since the only reason is why that three after the hefsek of 90 days, the first hefsek of 90 days, is dai shito because like a blessed dean. So if 30 days later she again has a riyah, so mimele, avo heiche, if you chal yisu, she has a riyah, so then it's mitam meisleis, because as far as the Blazer Din is concerned, so it's only riyah rishena, but riyah shniyonat. Hari kichol, So you ask, why is it? Why does Bryce say that if there is again, after the first hefsek 90 days, there is again a hefsek 90 days, and then again a riyah, so it's again Dayashaito, but after all, she was not chizaros lekad muso, then there is again Krablaza. Again Krablaza, because a riyah after a hefsek of 90 days is always Dayashaito. So just as we say it in the first time, we say it in the second time. Where do we find that Rav Elazar applies this din even in his second riyah after a hefsek of 90 days? Maybe Rav Elazar applies it only to the riyah after a first hefsek of 90 days, not to a riyah after a second hefsek of 90 days. So if we say that is the pshat in the price, so then we have a certain inconsistency in the price. We afar gav the reisha rabbi seif kerabshin gamliel di kerabbe kibin the chazoy beines have madim lo li giasmano. He says, this part of the Breise can accord only if Rav Shimon Gamliel not with Rabbi. In other words, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, twice does not establish Chazok, only three times. So Mele, since we consider this Negis, who had 3 years as an adolescent woman, some Mele, and the reason is why the Riyah she has after the Hefsek of 90 days without Adam is the Ishaito because of Chablazel's team. So why does the Braise say that after the second Hefsek of 90 days again is the Ishaito? Because Chablazel's team applies not only to the first Riyah after the first Hefsek, but it applies to the Riyah after the second Hefsek of 90 days as well. But if this part of the Braise will accord with the view of Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, even twice is considered as Chazoke, so mele here, since we saw that the woman had 2 riyas after a hefsek of 90 days, so that should be a raya. So, that she has a shinuveset, some mele, and not slivdomim, so she should be mitame meisleis. In the year after the second hefsek of 90 days, why do the Braise say that the year after the second hefsek of 90 days is dayosh haito? So that part of the Braise that says that the year after the second hefsek of 90 days is Dayashaito can accord with the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel, not with the view of Rebbe, but Dreshe represented the view of Rebbe, so there is a certain inconsistency according to that alternate pshat in the Braise. So he says, V'avakav Dreshe Rebbe, Seif Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dike Rebbe, Kippen de Chazoye Beines, have Madim Legi as Manak Chazoye Bafsoke, Name Kippen Trizim de Chazoye Bafsoke, Igloi Mitzvah Mafreya, Dishinu Vesedu, Viloi Slik Domim, Uvishnio Mitam Meislei, Shenzu Sikhol Yischazik Bidomim, Oi Dilmo, that's one alternate pshat. The other alternate pshat is the way Rashi and Aftesam Beis explained. And that's the Maskon of Gemara, like the other alternate, that even though she had 3 years, but if after that she had a hefsek of 90 days, then it is mivatil, the whole chazoke that she is igias manolires, becheskas reya, mimele, she, so we have to forget about the 3 years, and we treat her like a child who hasn't had a period yet. So he says, oi, dilme, oi, Dilma Yechazoyli Seifeina Nande Kolshkin Daishaito, Dimucha Chilze Dafso Prishena Zusilik Domi Loiso, Viloi Shinu Vzeset, Vishlema Chozoli Kadmuso, Utsriho Yechazak Kitecha Afsoke, Pishteiris Kibat Chilo, Vaidi Nokad Veido Vogoas Daishaito, Ribuza Ashmir, Avogavit Rizim Nechazoy Bafsoke, Amrinigo Imulse Shinu Vzeset, Uvulisilik Domi, Utam Vishlim Isleis, Elafilu Rebbe Daishaito Dafsoke, Kamais Leon, Bezeras Kadmuso Nidin, Oiso. So then, Omar Avgidu, Pam Rishaino, Ushnio Dai Shaito, Shlishis, Mitamim Isleis, and Pidol Pido. Omar Avgidu, Pam Rishaino, Yogi Asmukhalapso Krishaino, Ushnio Yogi Oshetira Lisei, Eno is Dai Shaito, Ushlishis, Intire, Oidli Sefeino, Mitamim Isleis. Because then she'll have 3 riyas. V'haydi nokatane v'idavro gimoynes ribuze v'nokat. Kid berash v'cholshkin yichazoye beines dimuche milse d'afsoke kamayis l'silka v'kul rabbi. So in other words, that a bashayla in the Gemara. What's the pshat in the Braise? Well, the pshat in the Braise that says that the riyah after the first hefsek of 90 days is daishaito, and the riyah after the second hefsek of 90 days is also daishaito. Only the riyah after the third hefsek of 90 days is based upon the concept of Chizaras Lekadmuso is based upon the concept of Shin Veset. So the Maskon of Gimor, Rav Gidol Marav says, it's based upon the concept of Chizaras Lekadmuso. So Mele, if she saw Beinis Ktanis, not after 9 days, after the first Hefset of 90 days, so and she had a Riyah, and then 30 days later she also had a Riyah, some Mele, it's still Daesh Aito, because the first year, after the first episode of 90 days, that's the real Rishaino, because she was Chazar Zakad Musa. So you have to forget about the fact that she had 3 times the period. So we should imagine she never had the period as yet. So now, after the first episode of 90 days, she had the real, that's the first year. Then, 30 days later, is the second year. And then 30 days later, she has another year. There's the third year. That will be Mitam Yisrael. So that's what Rav Gidol Omer Rav says. Pam Rishen Ushniyo Dai Shaito Shlishis Mitam Yisrael Umipkidel Epkide. Oh, again. So Omer Rav Gidol, Pam Rishen Yavi Asmucho Lapsok Rishen. In other words, that's the year after the Hefsek 9 days. The Riyah that took place on the 91st day. That's the Riyah Rishayno. Shniyo is, let's say, the Riyah that takes place on the 121st day. That's the Riyah Shniyo. So it's still the Aishaita, because she's still not Huzoko Lirais. And then the Riyah Shlishi is on 151st day. So this is what Rashi says. Omer Rav Gidol, Pa. Pam Rishaino Yavi Asmuch Lafsak Rishaino, Ushniyo Yavi Shetiro Lisefeino Daishaito, Ushlishi Sentiro Lisefeino, Mitam Rislais, Veid, Vahid Nokat Veid, Ovo Gimlaimis, Rebusso Nokat Kidrashi, the Hoshin Hazoe Benes, the Muhammil Lafsak Kamaise, Silka Vikul Rabbi. All right, we'll leave it here because it'll be late. It's very complicated anymore. Now, this way, because of Pesach, so I... briefly, I'm going over it just to remind ourselves of the continuity of the Gemara, you know. Tana Rabba, Tineke Shli Yigiyaz Mano Lireis, Tiroasa Pam Rishenu Dai Shaito, Shriyo Dai Shaito, Shlishi Sarei Kichol Anoshi, Omitam Meis Leis Mipkid Lepkid. So, it may catch Leigias Manoliris means a Ktan, let's say, a 10-year-old girl, who it's Leigias Manoliris, because usually a girl does not have the period until she's 12 years old, and she produces some money. So if she's 10 years old, it's Loi Gias Manoliris. But sometimes even a little girl of 10 can have a menstrual flow. So suppose it naked Loi Gias Manoliris had the menstrual flow once for Roas of Pamashina. So Daishaito, because she's Becheskas, Misulekes Dam, some Mele, she's only Mikami Tares, Mikano Hab, not Mikano Mafre. We do not contaminate the tares that she handled within 24 hours before she had a flow. Suppose she has a second flow, so it's still daisha. If she has a third flow, so shlishi sarik hanoshim utama meisleis umipkida lipkida. So the Rashi says that this price accords, because the Gemara says that it calls with Rabbi. So this braise called with Rabbi, there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as to whether Hazoke is constituted with 3 times or with 2 times. Rabbi holds that Trezim Neiz Ava Hazoke. So Mele and the Riyah that establishes her Becheskas Royal. So is Daishait. In other words, only the Riyah after the Riyah that established the Becheskas Royal. So then it's Mitam Meisleis. to the rear for which she becomes, she acquires a status of Reo, so that is still the Aishaita. So Mele, this is the Tinekis, the child of 10 years. So she's the Cheskas Mishlekes now. But by, she has to establish herself, she has to be Marzik herself as a Reo. So then, when she had two flows, so then she acquires the status of a Reo, of a Tinekis Mishlekes now. But that Reo itself is Dayashite, because according to Rashi Shite, the Riyah that gives her the status of a Reo, of Eina Mishlekes Dam, is still Dayashite. But the next one is Mitam Mishles. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the three times the Chazakeh, so then even the third Riyah is Dayashite, but the fourth Riyah would be Mitam Mishles. So the rabbanon Tinekis legias manolira is the rosa panoshim daishaito. Shnir daishaito shlishis alit chanoshim un tamu meislais un kidul kida nanadani. Over a lot of shoshenis, this girl of 10 were furious and she became endowed with the status of Reo. Not with like his dam. Then for 90 days she didn't have any menstrual flow. So then, so veid avol of shalosh shenis. So it's avol of shalosh shenis v'raso. And then on the 91st day, on the 2nd day, on the 3rd day, she had a flow. So then that rie is dayoshait. Even though she already established herself as a rie dam, as igias manu liris, but since after that she had the cessation of the flow for 90 days, so then is Dayashaita. The Ri after that is Dayashaita. Then suppose she had this to say, after establishing herself as a Reoda, so she had this cessation of 90 days, and the 92nd day she had a Reoda. Then again she had a cessation of 90 days. And again on 92nd day, as of the Ri, of the first Ri that took place after 9 day Hefzek, so she again added, I'm sorry, still Dayashite. After the second death, the Ri after the second Hefzek of 9 days, is still Dayashite. So overall the Shoshenis, the last Dayashite, and even there was another Hefzek, the double Shoshenis, the last Dayashite. So it's still, but if she had the third Hefzek of 9 days, and then after that she had the Ri, so then it's already with Tamil Meisleis. That's in regard to a girl who is loigias manolios, who is not 12 years old. But suppose she's already 12 years old and she produced money, but so far she didn't have the period, and then she had once the period, so that period is Dayashaito. But if she has the period again, then it's mitam misleis. Och she gears manoliris kamlish and daishaito. Shnir mitam misleis and kidlik kide. Then the price says, suppose it's a young girl that is already 12 years old and she had two ries. So then, no, I mean, and she had. And she had one rie, so it's Dayashaito. But after she had one rie, she's 12 years old, 13 years old, she had one rie, and after that she had a hefsek of 90 days, and then she had a rie, so it's also Dayashaito. Now here the Braise doesn't say Veid of Roleo Gimelines is Dayashaito. The way the Braise mentions in connection with the Tano with his Nekesh Shaloyigias Manolivis. So in connection with the Nekesh Shaloyigias Manolivis, the Braise mentions that even though she established herself as a rail, but after that she had to have one hefsek of 90 days not a rail, so it's not a shaita. And if after that she had another hefsek of 90 days and then a rail, it's still not a shaita. In connection with the Gios Manoli race, it's only mentions if she had one hefsek of 90 days and then she had a rail on the 92nd day, so it's not a shaita. But it doesn't say Veda of all her gimlainis. And then on the 92nd day, as of the previous year, she had another Riyah's Daisha that he doesn't mention. Apparently, in connection with a Tineke, she gives Maruri Riyah's, if she was already a Riyah, she had already one Riyah. And then she had a Hepsik of 90 days, and then she had a Riyah, so it's Daisha Haito. But if she had another Hepsik of 90 days, and had a Riyah, then it's Bitamu's race. Not like a Tineke Shaloi gives Maruri Riyah's. In connection with Tineke Shaloi gives Maruri Riyah's, so only the Riyah takes place after the third Hefsek of 90 days is Mitanis Leis. But the Riyah that takes place after the second Hefsek of 90 days is Dayashaito, but in connection with the Giyas Manali race. So only the Riyah takes place after the first Hefsek of 90 days is Dayashaito, but the Riyah takes place after the second Hefsek of 90 days is Mitanis Leis. In connection with Lo Yigas Manali Reis, even the Riyah takes place. That she will not have the period for maybe 60 days, and then again, you know. So that's when she completely stops having the period, then it's determined that she has attained menopause. So skeinosh somuch lizikno, that in addition 90 days have passed by and she didn't have any menstrual flow, so it's dayashaito. So we assume she has already attained menopause. Skeinosh overall shoveshinis, but then she's old. She's psychologically old. And 90 days she didn't have a period, and on the 95th day she had a period. So then it's Daisha. Veid of Wallah, Shoal Shaynees, Virwasa. And then, suppose again 90 days passed by and she didn't have the period, and she had. So it's Daisha. Still Daisha. Then a third time, she has a cessation of menstruation for 90 days, and then she has again, so then it's already mitam mislas. So skin shavlo shloshin is viroasa dayashaito. The eight of lo shloshin is viroasa dayashaito. The eight of lo shloshin is viroasa arei kichol anoshim umitaymo meisleis umipkide meipkide. So, when she had, she was